Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Hey guys, I want to remind you that WSB's Mark Arum's going to take his show, his local program, the 7 to 9 show, on the road Monday to the ballpark, Monday night to Cool Ray Field, the Gwinnett Stripers against Louisville. He and his crew are going to host the show from Necro's Restaurant at Cool Ray Field. Join Mark. Get your tickets for August the 13th at GoStripers.com and listen to Mark Arum every night at 7 and listen to him on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Well, we know that Atlanta is such a foodie town. And did you know that food was the single biggest business in Atlanta until the mid-1920s? I mean, I can see it now with all the culinary things popping up all over the place and farm to table, but it being the single biggest business in Atlanta until the mid-1920s. Well, that's the information you'll get if you do the walking tours, the Atlanta food walking tours. And I have Akil McConnell in the studio, and she has two walking tours that they do, the downtown tour and the Grant Park tour. So, Akil, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much, Belinda. It's so nice to be here, and I'm so excited to be on your show today.
I can think of nothing better for 3 hours than walking from restaurant to restaurant and eating.
That's pretty much exactly what we do. So, yeah, that's it. That's it. You've got it. That's the reason why you come on our tours.
So now, why would I not just do this on my own and just take the restaurants and go, okay, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm going to try these on my own?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, imagine a place as big as downtown Atlanta. There's so many restaurants, hundreds of restaurants. We basically make your life easy. We figure out what it is, the best restaurants, and we're going to take you to them. The other thing that we do is that we incorporate storytelling as part of our tours. So imagine that on our downtown tour, we're actually telling you the story about how Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he was a foodie, not just a civil rights leader. He was also a foodie. You're going to eat at his favorite restaurant, try the food that he loved, while we're also telling you stories about his life and his love of food.
Okay, you're going to have to tell us, what was his favorite restaurant?
So his favorite restaurant was Pascal's in Atlanta.
Really?
It was. And it is actually on our food tour. We're very lucky to be working with them. And we have his favorite meal featured on our tour.
So you get to try the food that he loved most from his favorite restaurant.
Exactly. And we walk through the city of Atlanta, through downtown Atlanta. We're talking about his entire life and how he was a foodie all the way up until the last conversation he had before his death, which was what they were going to have for dinner that night.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So you get these little tidbits about the history of Atlanta, the history of the culture of Atlanta, which at that time was based around food, which cracks me up. It wasn't industry. It wasn't technology. It wasn't agriculture. It was food.
Exactly. And we tell people on our three-hour tours, you're going to get three amazing things, which is amazing food, unexpected places, and powerful stories. That's what we do in just 3 hours.
Folks, if you have a question about the Atlanta food walks, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And if you've gone on one of Akil's walking tours, I'd love for you to call and tell us all about it and brag about it. So on these tours, You can't eat a full meal at each restaurant.
No, so we pace it for you. We do 15 sampling tastings.
Oh, at 15.
15 at 7 restaurants on our downtown tour. On our Grant Park tour, we do 12 tastings at 5 different restaurants. And the way that we have it paced is we start off with 2 heavy tastings, and then we walk for a little bit, talk about the history, and then we do a light tasting, a refreshing tasting, then we do another heavy tasting, and then another light tasting.
Okay, so you're walking in between, you're walking off the food, so you're ready at the next stop for another tasting.
Absolutely. And we think about this experience as an experience. It is a food experience. It's the way to walk your way and eat your way through our beautiful city.
So it's really 2 things in one. It's a walking tour of Atlanta, and then it's a food tour.
That's right. And it's also a history tour. So we tell people that this is the best deal in the city because you get 3 different things. You get the food, you get the walking, you get the history all in one.
So give us a little more of the tidbits that you tell people about on the walking tour.
Sure. So I think one of the most amazing stories that we love to share is the story of Peachtree Street. I think everyone who comes to Atlanta says, oh my gosh, why are there so many Peachtree Streets,
right? Because I've never seen one.
We're sitting on a Peachtree Street right now, and there's no peach trees.
Not in sight. No.
There's no peach trees. So the story goes that hundreds and hundreds of years ago, there was one peach tree by the banks of the Chattahoochee River. And that peach tree was really big. It was almost as big as a house. And it was so unusual that the Native Americans, the Muscogee tribe, named that tree as a meeting place. And they named a village as Pakanuili. So Pakana actually means peach. They named their village Standing Peach Tree after that peach tree. Then there was a fort that was built by the American infantry troop in 1813, and they named that fort Fort Peachtree, very unoriginally. And the American infantry troop built a road from Fort Peachtree up to Fort Daniel in Lawrenceville, and unoriginally named that road Peachtree Road. But it's all after just one peach tree.
One peach tree that had some hormone issues and was very large.
Exactly. Very large and apparently a really tasty peach tree. But no, there's no peach trees here in the city anymore.
That's very interesting. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and speak with Billy in Ackworth. Billy, you're on WSB. How are you?
Hey, good, Melinda. How are you today?
Good, sweetheart.
Well, I just called to my wife and I did her tour about 2 years ago, the day after Christmas, and it was one of the best experiences that I've ever had in the city. And growing up as a somewhat of an Atlanta native, been here most of my life, we went to restaurants I would have never gone any other way. And the history, and I'm a foodie and a history buff, so combining those two together, we had the most fun that I could. And you don't end up realizing how far you walked until you're done. But we ended, I think we actually ended at Sweet Auburn's Market. But I'm telling you, if you've not done this, you're missing out. Best thing we've ever done in the city.
Oh, that's great, Billy.
Thank you.
It's a way to really see the city and do something different.
It is, because, you know, we went to newer restaurants. We went to restaurants like she had mentioned, Pascal's had been there forever. Different location, but still learning the history of the people that opened the restaurants, learning the history around the restaurants, and even, you know, history around the city of Atlanta was awesome, and I highly recommend it. Especially if you're local, you're really missing out.
Excellent. Billy, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a great day. You know, we talked earlier that so many people move into Atlanta. They're not from here, and they don't know a lot of the history about Atlanta. So this is a great way to get tidbits about Atlanta and see what we have to offer about restaurants that they may be off their radar.
That's absolutely right. And I was just telling you earlier, last year was Atlanta's 180th birthday. That's amazing. And we are a pretty young city compared to a place like Rome, but we've had such important things happen in this city, from the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement to what's happening today with Atlanta really being this huge center point for growth and internationalization. So we are very passionate about our city. We love our city. We love sharing this amazing history. And thank you, Billy, so much for calling in, because we do get a lot of locals who have lived here for 30 years, 40 years, and they love exploring what we have to show them.
I think it would be fun to just do with a date.
Yeah.
Or get a group of girls together, or your men's group, and just go do it with a group of people that you know really well, and you're just looking for something different to do.
Yeah, we actually get a lot of bachelorette parties who come and take our tours. We have a ton of birthday parties. We do a lot of corporate events, actually, where a corporate group is trying to showcase the city to a group of clients. So it's fun. We get a lot of different types of groups of people.
Now let's talk about Grant Park, because Grant Park has so much history.
It does.
And their restaurants are known to be stellar.
So I think one of the things about Grant Park is it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in this city. And a lot of people don't go to historic Oakland Cemetery. Have you ever been?
I've never been. I always want to go near Halloween and do their haunted tour.
Well, okay. Next time, Belinda, you come and take one of our tours in Grant Park. But historic Oakland Cemetery is actually the oldest still remaining locations in the city. Built in 1850s, and it's still there. So it's incredible to be able to take people through that neighborhood and to eat at some of these cool restaurants that are popping up all over the place there.
Okay, we are going to take a break. We're speaking with Akil McConnell. She is with Atlanta Food Walks, and we are talking about walking and eating and seeing the city. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. And I have a special giveaway to give away. My next guest is going to be on. It's from the Table Store. And I have a gift certificate for $100 to the Table Store. And folks, you've got to check this out. It's amazing. I go to the Table Store Atlanta, and they're amazing. Woodworks and tables and chairs. It just makes me want to not have a paycheck and spend everything I own there. But I'm going to take caller number 3 to our contest line at 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750 to the contest line, gets that $100 gift certificate. Okay, back to the phone lines and Akila McConnell and our Atlanta Food Walks. Now, if people are listening and they're like, oh my God, I've got to go on one of these, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest way is head over to AtlantaFoodWalks.com. That's AtlantaFoodWalks with an S.com. And you can buy tickets right there. If you don't know what to get somebody, this is an awesome gift.
I think that would be the perfect gift for the person that has everything.
Yeah, so we sell gift certificates, and you can just buy anybody that you'd like a gift certificate. They can use tickets whenever you'd like. If you prefer to call, you can call us at 470-223-2203.
Okay, now when do you do the tours?
So we run tours every Thursday through Monday all year round.
Okay, and you do them during the day?
Yes, they're during the day at 11 a.m., usually finish up right around 2 o'clock.
Okay, and you, now tell us, when you're in the Atlanta downtown area, you hit how many stops?
We hit 7 restaurants on our downtown tour, and we hit 5 restaurants on our Grant Park tour.
That's amazing. So in all your research, what are some of the things that stand out most to you about the unusual facts about Atlanta?
I think the thing that stands out to me the most is about how big of a role food has always played in this city's history. Food is just what we do. And it's amazing because you think of a place like New York or Chicago and they've got architecture. Well, we have food. And Belinda, let me tell you, I think we got them beat because food is better, right?
Food is a lot better than looking at a building.
Right. I think what's cool to me is that so many of the iconic foods that we continue to eat, things like Waffle House, things like Lay's potato chips, Coca-Cola, all of them got their start right here in Atlanta.
I knew about Coke and Chick-fil-A, but I had no idea about Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, so there was a man named Herman Lay, and back in the 1920s, he was a salesman. He got laid off during the Great Depression, so he applied to over 150 jobs, just begging people, give me a job, please. And the only place that would take him on was a potato chip factory here in Atlanta. And so he was like, okay, well, I need a job. So he took that job and he was so successful at selling potato chips. When the owner died, he ended up taking over the potato chip factory. He built out a factory location in present-day Old Fourth Ward and turned it into Lay's potato chips.
Oh my gosh. And the rest is history.
That's right.
I love their barbecue Lay's potato chips. There's nothing better.
Well, and that's the reason why the first two flavors of Lay's potato chips were regular and barbecue. And you knew it had to be barbecue because we're right here in Georgia.
And you can get more facts like that from Akilah McConnell with her Atlanta food walks. I can't wait to be on one of your walks, Akilah. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, have you ever come across one of those businesses that you just want to know how it started and how the everyday operations began? I found that store. It's called The Table Store. They have one in Woodstock and one in Roswell. And the owner, Steve Oleski, is in the studio. And Steve, I just find your store fascinating. It's absolutely, I walk in and I want to buy one of everything in the store.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, and I know
we'll help you load it up.
I know it is. And your website, I just peruse it. I was looking at the website last night, and I've already picked out several things that are on my wish list.
Cool. We'll send them right over.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Mm-hmm. I like the way you think.
No problem. You get your credit card for handy?
No. See? There we go. Okay. So tell me how you got started with The Table Store. Well, what's your background before The Table Store became into fruition?
Well, I grew up in buying and selling deals, antique furniture, most of my life. And several years ago, I had a gentleman come into one of our warehouses, and in broken English, he would walk in and was looking for a job to fix furniture. And we always needed somebody in the warehouse to do repairs, but we just didn't have the time for it. And he would come in week after week after week and just trying to get a job. And one day he came in and he said, me work 1 week free. You no like, you no pay. So, you know, I tipped my hat to that one.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. So I put him in the shop and we gave him some work to do. He was doing a great job. And that was going on for a couple of days. And then there was one day that one of my buyers and I were out and we forgot to give him some work to do that morning. So we walked back in that afternoon to the shop, and we see this beautiful farm table there. And I look at my buyer, and I said, "Where'd you get that table?" He said, "I didn't. You must have." And this carpenter was standing behind it. He's smiling and laughing and said, me make. And I said, "Out of what?" And he points to a stack of old pallets that were there.
No.
I just couldn't believe it. It was just beautiful. We sold that table about a half hour later. And I went back to him. I says, "You no more fix furniture. You make furniture."
You make furniture.
And we started, we changed the whole concept into manufacturing of farm tables and custom furniture. and then the table store.
And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of think about the HGTV, the fixer-upper.
Yeah.
The guy on there that makes those gorgeous farm tables. That's what your tables remind me of.
Exactly. I think we have a much larger selection.
I think Clint's his name.
Clint, yes. Yes. I've seen a couple of items that he's done. We have, a much, much larger selection. We will do any size, shape, color, design anybody can imagine. If they can think it, we'll make it. And I will guarantee that nobody can beat our prices for a comparable item.
But you don't just make custom tables.
No, we do any kind of furniture. If it's made out of wood, we'll make it.
Okay, what's the craziest thing you've ever made? Because customers can come up with crazy ideas.
I'd really have to give that some thought. I'm just thinking about one of the tables that we made for somebody, and they wanted it 22 feet long, and we made it for them. We brought it to their house.
Where do you put that?
Well, that was the funny thing. We put it in their dining room, and it was actually too small, and there was only two people that lived in the house. I thought that was a bit crazy.
Maybe, and how do you pass the salt? How do you pass the pepper on?
Yeah, I guess you get a good arm and throw it. I don't know.
Okay, well, are you using the modern technology when you are making the tables? Are you back to the old-timey,
I'm glad you asked that. Our furniture is made, everything's made by hand. Everything's made out of real wood. Everything's hand-carved.
Dovetail.
And everything. Yes, we do it like it was done over 100 years ago.
That's amazing.
It really is. It really is. If you even see some of the equipment that we use, we actually make the equipment as it was done 100 years ago.
If I'm shopping for furniture, custom furniture, what should I be looking for?
Well, there's not a whole lot of people that do custom work anymore. You know, you can order, you can go to any furniture store and order fake wood imports. But with us, you'll come in, we'll design it for you, pick out the wood, the stains, the paint colors, anything that you want, the design, the size. If you go anywhere else, which is fine, just make sure it's real, not the
veneered.
Well, veneer isn't even so bad, but the press board and just.
How can you tell, Steve, if you're getting press board?
Well, hopefully whoever you're dealing with will at least be honest with you and tell you. But if not, just really look. There's signs. You'll be able to tell. You'll be able to look underneath it. You'll see if the wood is really thick versus hollowed out. There's different things to look at. Definitely look at if there's a sticker on it made in China or a different country, you'll have a pretty good idea there.
Yeah, I want you to give us the knowledge to know how to pick out furniture quality. How do we know by just looking at a piece of furniture that we're buying quality?
Well, again, it's who you deal with. It's who you trust, who you believe that's telling you the truth. You can come into our store, and you'll as soon as you walk in the door, you'll smell that real wood smell. Mm-hmm. And you can't smell that at a
smell.
Yeah, you just won't smell that at a regular furniture store.
Yeah, and get to know the people that you're buying from.
Definitely.
And when you buy custom, that's an heirloom piece that's passed down generation to generation to generation.
Oh, yes. I guarantee you the stuff that we make will be around longer than any of us will be.
Now, tell me about how what you were doing at age 7.
I grew up with the family buying and selling antique furniture, and we still do that. You can come in our store, and you'll see all the stuff that we make, but you'll see antiques and vintage furniture scattered throughout that have been completely redone and brought to a more modern-day look and standard.
That's cool. And when you're redoing an antique, is that taking some of the value away from the antique?
It depends what it is. If it's a museum quality piece, yes, it would. But this is the average stuff No, not at all. It actually helps it. Today, the antiques are more of a look than investments. It used to be years ago where they were investment pieces, but today people just care about the look.
It's the look.
It's the look. It's all about the look.
Okay, what styles are most popular today?
Well, the farmhouse, the country French look has been popular for as long as I can remember. I think it always will. And it's definitely
and that can go in
now.
A modern setting, that can go in mid-century, that can go farmhouse, that can go
definitely
and everything.
Eclectic is completely in. I can't tell you how many decorators come in our store and want to mix match all the chairs around the table. You know, don't want anything.
Remember
to
the
match.
Time that you bought a dining room suit, which the hutch matched the chairs,
yep.
Matched the dining room table.
Yep. Now we actually still buy those sets, but we split them up. We'll do them all in different colors because. Hardly anybody wants them to match anymore.
No, not at all. This is so, I would rather buy furniture than eat.
Okay.
The furniture is my love.
Uh-huh.
My love. So I would love to be doing what you're doing, just the hands-on of the turning of the legs.
And all that, again, is done by hand. You can actually come into our warehouse if you'd like, or anybody can. And actually take a look and watch it being made. And they'll watch it being made just like it was, like I said, 100 years ago.
Now, are you making any other types of furniture other than tables?
Oh, yes. We do chairs, bookcases, you name it, we do it. We do upholstery work. We have a full upholstery shop at the Woodstock store. Again, if it's wood, we can make it. I don't care how elaborate or how plain it is, we can make it.
What's the most popular wood that you work with?
We actually work with pine, and that's the real country look. We do some oak, but the majority is pine, and pine's been hot forever, and it still is.
And it's gonna hold up through the years?
Oh, I'll guarantee that.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
On your upholstery, what type of are you using down filling or?
We do it all. Whatever they want, whatever the customer wants, we can do it.
And how would you like people to get in touch with you and find you?
Well, they can call the toll-free number, which is 877-99-TABLE, and we will tell them what's the closest store to them.
So when a customer is looking at furniture, what do you tell them why they should shop at your store over other furniture stores?
Well, A, it's all real. It'll last forever. The maintenance and that kind of stuff is just terrific. And our price points. When they actually come in and see what our price points are compared to imports that are not real, they will be very, very surprised.
Really?
I guarantee I will beat anybody's price for a comparable
item. A custom piece of furniture.
Yes, and there is no upcharges for custom. If you come in and say, I want to change this and change that, it goes by the size and the wood style, and it's a set price.
That's amazing, because normally custom, you think of custom as always going to be much more expensive.
That's what it is everywhere else but us.
And it's called The Table Store in Roswell and Woodstock. And I can't thank you so much for joining us in the studio. That's Steve Olieski, and he's been in it literally his whole life. Well, since he was 7.
Yeah.
We'll call that virtually your whole life. Steve, thank you so much from The Table Store in Roswell and Woodstock. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio, and I can't wait to come into the store again and pick out my next table.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesandSights.net, and also a writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So you have a new sushi recommendation.
Yeah, you know, there's...
And you are picky.
I am. I really am. The one hole I've had in my dining repertoire kind of has been like a super delicious, hyper fresh, but a casual sushi experience.
Yeah.
You know, there's some wonderful sushi in town, like Umi and MF Sushi, just to name a couple, and they just offer these exquisite cuts of fish and these fabulous, you know, Japanese dishes, but they cost a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And it's really just somewhere you need to gussy up. Like, you better dress to impress if you...
And it's a C&B scene.
It's a C&B scene kind of thing. So what I've really been looking for is a place where I could have a, you know, world-class kind of the sushi experience and not break the bank.
Yeah.
And so I found a place. It's in Buckhead. It's called Nova Sushi Bar and Asian Bistro. The owners actually have a couple other places. But this is tucked in the back of a little strip mall. It's across from Phipps, and it's sandwiched between a FedEx office center and a container store.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's back there by the Dick's Sporting Goods and that sort of area. And you'll find it. You might have to look a little bit, but it looks like a little mom and pop Asian restaurant. And inside, it's really nice. It's a very, you know, nice casual dining room. There's a full bar, but the sushi is top shelf. I mean, it is beautiful cuts of tuna, salmon, eel. They even do a live scallop. If you've ever had one of those, it's amazing.
Didn't know you could eat those raw.
They kill it right before you eat it. Super fresh. They also do a multitude of amazing rolls. The raw fish is fantastic. They also do some Japanese mainstream hot dishes, like they do a sizzling teriyaki and a tempura. But they also go kind of Pan-Asian as well. They do a couple of Thai-style Massaman curry dishes, as well as some Chinese dishes like some Kung Pao and General Tso's. You can get those chicken, shrimp, or tofu style. So, yes, finally, I found my little casual happy place. I put the food up there with any of the other, glam Asian spots in town. But Nova Sushi Bar and Asian Bistro, it's tucked away in Buckhead near Phipps. And if you like Asian food's greatest hits and, you know, you'll give up some scenery and put on some, you know, casual clothes, I think you're going to really like it.
I'm
so check
loving
it out.
It because my 15-year-old can eat me into death.
Oh, he'll love
death.
It. That's great for kids, too. So I've got pictures and links at belindaskelton.com. Check out Nova Sushi Bar and Asian Bistro.
Excellent. I can't wait to see what you dig up for us next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.